Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the topic of menopause and perimenopause. But before you skip on to a different podcast episode, if you don't think this is relevant to you, if you're a female, then it is, no matter what age. Even if you're just in your 20s or early 30s, you really want to stay listening to this podcast episode. But before we do get on to today's topic, I just wanted to remind you, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast episode, then go take a listen. I'm actually interviewing one of my one-to-one clients, Teresa, about her experience with coaching with me so far and how she went from feeling really quite low, unconfident, overweight, unfit, unmotivated when we first spoke to now, fast forwarding 4 months on, she has lost a significant amount of weight. She's feeling fitter. She's feeling lighter. She's feeling more optimistic, less stressed, and just generally loving life again, like she used to feel. So yeah, it's a really good podcast episode. So go and take a listen to last week's episode if you haven't already. But if you have listened to it, then hope you found it interesting as well. All right. So today we're going to talk about menopause, and in particular perimenopause, because every female will go through perimenopause at some stage of their life. So that's 50% of the population. I even encourage men to listen to this kind of podcast because it's also going to affect most men throughout their lives as well. If you've got a partner who's female, then you will be affected by perimenopause as well, because it's women change as they go through this, and there's lots of different symptoms that we all feel. But also colleagues at work will be affected, other family members, children will be affected. So yeah, it's just such an interesting and important topic for us all to be speaking about and learning more about. So yeah, we're going to talk about perimenopause, and I take on a lot of perimenopausal women who are kind of early 40s starting to go through perimenopause. And women that are kind of in their 50s coming to the end of perimenopause. Now, one thing I want to say is, you know, when we speak about menopause, everyone says, oh, she's going through menopause, or I'm going through menopause, or have you been through menopause? We're actually talking about perimenopause, because perimenopause is the 10 to 15 years that our female hormones start to decrease. And that's when we feel all the symptoms, what we call menopause symptoms. They're actually perimenopause symptoms. Menopause only actually lasts one day, and then we're in post-menopause. So a fun fact for you, menopause lasts one day. So when we haven't had a period for a whole 12 months and one day, that one day is menopause, then you're post-menopausal. And what perimenopause actually is as females, we produce some vital hormones that help with reproduction. So that's obviously estrogen, testosterone, and we have progesterone as well. And as we age and we no longer need these hormones for reproduction, we stop producing them. But we don't just stop. It doesn't just have one day we're producing them, the next day we're not. It's a slow reduction in the production of these hormones over 10 to 15 years. So, you know, a lot of the time we don't even notice that we're in perimenopause and that these hormones are starting to reduce, because it's just a slow reduction in hormones and the symptoms can be really subtle at first. And then as we go further into perimenopause after, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and we've got less of the hormones, we notice the symptoms more. Some people don't even really notice the symptoms the whole time. They're very lucky. But other people really, really struggle. It can be so, you know, it can be such a struggle for some women, and it's an awful thing to struggle with alone. And there's so much that we can do these days to help reduce the symptoms and to keep us feeling actually our best throughout these years. But if you don't know about them, or if you're not willing to talk about it, or if you're embarrassed, then you're going to struggle through these years when you don't actually have to. So there's different degrees of symptoms. There's 70 different symptoms as well, some of which are like, you don't even realize it's a symptom of perimenopause. I've been having vertigo the last couple of years. That's actually a symptom of perimenopause. You know, there's ones like hair loss or itchy skin or some different rashes. There is a lot. And actually, if you go onto my Instagram, Hannah Bright Wellness, go onto my bio, then I've actually got the Green Climatic Scale form that you can download for free. And that's got all the symptoms on there. And you can track your own symptoms to see if you are having any perimenopausal symptoms and which ones you are having and to what degree. But yeah, there's so many physical ones and also just mental ones. You know, a lot of women start to struggle with anxiety and low confidence and low mood and feel quite depressed and start to not want to go out because they've got low energy, low mood, they're anxious about going out. These are all perimenopausal symptoms due to hormones decreasing. And obviously there's physical ones. A lot of women get hot flushes or night sweats, trouble with sleeping or broken sleep, brain fog, forgetting things. Where you're like, I literally just thought about it and now I completely forgot what I was thinking about, or lost my train of thought, or why did I come downstairs? I've completely forgotten why I came downstairs. Or you can be in a meeting at work and go blank on what you wanted to talk about. So it can be really embarrassing because you're speaking to people, you know, professional people, and suddenly you forget what you were talking about, or you're panicking in a meeting because you're worried you're going to forget, or you're worried you're going to have a hot flush. So many symptoms, but it is so normal, and we need to continue normalizing this and talking about it. And the more you talk to people about it, the more you realize, you know, we're all going through it, or we're all going to go through it, and more people than you know are going through it at the moment. Yeah, and I, you know, I've had the client that was on my podcast last week, she's been going through perimenopause and coming to the end of perimenopause. And, you know, I have quite a few clients that come to me when they're mid perimenopause and they are a complete shadow of their former selves. They feel they've obviously gained some unwanted body weight, which is a common one, especially around the stomach area. This knocks their confidence. They feel really low. They therefore don't want to go out and socialize, which gets, you know, then you can get quite depressed and then you become more anxious about going out because you're going out less often. Really demotivated to exercise, low energy, really lethargic. You know, you want to exercise and you want to eat well because that's what's going to make you feel better. But it's the last thing you actually want to do when you're tired and anxious about going out. And you know, you probably rather sit on the sofa in the evening having some chocolate and having a glass of wine to make you feel better, or that's what you think is going to make you feel better. It's going to comfort you. But actually, that's causing more of the weight gain. So yeah, I get a lot of women in these horrible states that come to me. But thankfully, I am a certified menopause support coach, and I've dealt with a lot of women now and helped them to get back to their former selves, to thrive again, to lose this unwanted body fat, feel more confident and gain control again of their lives. And so, yeah, I can help many women with this. And there's lots of ways to improve these symptoms. We'll cover HRT first. Obviously, you go to your GP for that. I don't, you know, encourage. I would encourage women to go to their GP to speak about HRT. Because I think it's so great. And HRT is really good to do at the start of perimenopause. When you first think you're going into perimenopause, you definitely want to start considering HRT. HRT is just hormone replacement therapy. So we're losing hormones. So we just want to top them back up and replace them to get you feeling like you did before you started to lose the hormones. So it's completely safe for the majority of people. I know back in, you know, 5-10 years ago, there was a lot of scarcity about HRT. That it causes breast cancer and not to have it. But that has actually now been proven to be wrong. And for the majority of women, HRT is actually safe and it's extremely effective, especially if you start it as soon as possible. For all these symptoms that I've already spoke about, but also for bone density to prevent women from getting osteoporosis, because our bone density decreases as we go through perimenopause because our hormones are reducing. So HRT helps with not ending up with osteoporosis. And it can also help reduce the risk of developing certain heart diseases as well. So it's super important. So, you know, if you're thinking about it, just speak to your GP and have the conversation. You know, find out more about it. Find out what's best for you. Try and get hormone replacement therapy that's actually going to be topping up the hormones that you personally are starting to lose. Don't just go for a bog standard one, but get one that's actually personalized to you. And there's so many different ways to take them as well. You can take them in, you know, orally with tablets. There's gels. There's creams. There's patches. Loads of different ways so you can work out what works best for you. But I help women, you know, firstly to have that conversation to help you to understand HRT. But then also I help women to improve their lifestyles. So I help women with nutrition, to improve their diets, to add in certain foods that are going to help balance hormones, which is mainly healthy fats, like things like olive oil, nuts, seeds, oily fish, eggs, some cheeses. So I help women to improve their diets consistently. I help women to stay within a calorie deficit so that they can lose the unwanted body fat they've slowly started to gain. And I also help with the movement side of things to make sure women are doing the right movement for their concerns. You know, I don't want you doing hours of exercise and not seeing results. I like to help people to do it in the most efficient way possible. So you're not spending hours. It's only a couple of hours a week exercising. Then I get people moving more generally day to day just by walking more. And yeah, this all helps with managing the majority of symptoms, you know, because we underestimate movement. Movement actually releases those hormones that make us feel better, make us feel happier, lift our mood, help us to reduce anxiety and stress. So that's amazing to do movement and also connection, to be around other people. If you go to somewhere like a gym or a gym class or even out for a walk, being around people also helps with lifting our mood and our mindset. And being out in the fresh air, getting some vitamin D, that's obviously invaluable as well. And also these all help, and nutrition massively helps with the brain fog and the cognitive function and the memory. So yeah, we work on all of this. We obviously speak more in detail about different concerns that different clients have. And we also work on nutrition as well. So having a coach just helps to tailor what you need to be doing personally, because your symptoms of perimenopause will be very different to someone else's symptoms of perimenopause, and your goals will be different to other women's goals. And a coach keeps you accountable, because often we can read the information, we know what we should be doing, but we don't actually do it. Whereas a coach make sure that you do it consistently long enough to see results and to feel better and to feel your best again and feel more confident and lose the unwanted body fat and enjoy getting ready for nights out again and enjoy having sex with your partner and not having to have the light off and have it completely in the dark all the time, and to wake up feeling energized and excited for the day, not exhausted and wishing you could sleep for the whole day. So it's amazing that I can help women to feel better through these years. And it's definitely a conversation that's being had more. You know, talking about menopause is definitely something that's improving. We see it a lot more in the media now. We see a lot of celebrities talking about it, which is fantastic. So if you're someone that's struggling, please reach out to me, because I would love to speak to you more, even if it's just a chat. I'm not saying you have to come on board and do coaching with me or anything like that. It's just speaking about it more and realizing you're not alone. Or speaking to someone that you know is also going through it. Like, bring up the conversation with your friends, or ask your mum how her perimenopause journey was. Did she know she was going through perimenopause, or was she unaware? Or, you know, speaking to colleagues, or speaking more. Even send this podcast to someone that you think might be interested, or share on your social media. If your friends follow you, just, you know, pop it up there and open the conversation up to others. You be someone that inspires others or opens up conversation. You might help someone else by sharing this on your social media. Just say, listen to this podcast on perimenopause. Gosh, I didn't know half of it. Really interesting. Plug, plug, plug. Thank you very much. No, but hopefully you found some of this information interesting. I know it's just a quick snippet of it, but hopefully you found a few things out and hopefully it's inspired you. And, you know, I don't think I mentioned at the beginning, but the average age for females in the UK in particular to start going through perimenopause. So this is the start when hormones start to decrease and you might notice a few symptoms, but shouldn't be too bad at the start, is 41 years old. So I am now 35. And you can start in your mid-30s going through perimenopause as well. And I'm well aware because I've had trouble sleeping. My cycles aren't regular. And that's quite a big sign when your cycles become irregular or you miss a period or your cycle lengths become longer. So instead of 28 days, they're 33 or 34. That's a sign that you could be going through perimenopause or starting to go through perimenopause, which I kind of noticed. And also I mentioned that I've had a bit of vertigo, which is very bizarre, but that's actually a symptom of perimenopause. So it can start in mid-30s. The average age is 41. It can start a little bit later, mid-40s. But, you know, it's just to be aware, because it's so much better to be aware and be equipped about this and get all the information you can and speak to your GP. Also, tracking symptoms is really good because then you can go to your GP and say, okay, I'm 41. So I'm, you know, the average age. I've got these symptoms. This is how bad they are. I want to go on HRT because a lot of the time GPs don't really understand fully menopause or perimenopause. They are a lot more these days, which is amazing. Obviously, they have to learn so much, so it's very hard. But if you can go to them with the information and hand it to them, then they will have a lot more information to go by and to be able to advise what they think you should do next. So yeah, hopefully you found this interesting. Please do pass it on to anyone that you know that might be going through perimenopause, or even just like someone that you know, your friends. Maybe you're in your 30s and you think, actually, this is really interesting for the girls to listen to. Pop it in the WhatsApp group. And you never know, you might change someone's life today. Hopefully, that is my wish. Anyway, that's all from me. I will be back with you next week with a guest, which is exciting. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. Have a fantastic rest of your week, guys. And if you've been listening to this whilst walking on your wellness walk, then I hope you've had a lovely walk. All right, that's all from me. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.